p.m. right here on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me once again. Always appreciate it. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Until next Tuesday, adios.
rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Well, I'm glad you had fun. Bobo, let's send them their movie, Final Justice, starring the dyspeptic Joe Don Baker.
The sun is blotted out as Joe Don Baker approaches.
Yeah. Is there wrong with you?
The big dumpling in the weird suit?
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash, and yes, I did watch the classic Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode Final Justice for Thanksgiving. I absolutely love that episode. It's up there with Mitchell, honestly. They're both equally as great. We just heard the song by Gastunk, a 1986 single of theirs called Hieronymo. Gastunk, an incredible long-running Tokyo hardcore band since the very beginning. Before that, we heard from Harem out of New York City with the song Hide Your Beauty, It Is For You, from their brand new album, Why Does Paradise Begin in Hell? And to start off the set, the FUs out of Boston, Mass. With Walking Tall from their 1984 album, Do We Really Want to Hurt You? Alright, we started off the show with a classic Tokyo band. Let's go into a brand new one, Zibaku, who just released their new album, Taishu ni Tsugu, which means Announcement to the Masses. This is the opening track off of it called Rock and Roll Wo Hajimayo. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. Ikuso!
Just quit it. Jet Set Radio.
The two hottest things in the streets of Tokyo-to are the punks wearing magnetically driven inline skates powered by newly developed Netrium batteries and Jet Set Radio, a pirate radio station manned by the DJ Professor K that plays nothing but non-stop hardcore music.
Territory is a territory. Territory is a territory. Territory is a territory. Territory is a territory.
Ah, check it out. You're feeling real tipsy. Let me take you on a trip and roll with me. With the brothers, get their party on every day, because we got to do that anyway. Hey, it's time to get on down to the funky, funky rhythm and the sound. Because I gotta hit you up, big baby, and stop that woo like gravy. Yeah, bump the stuff in your trunk every day. Let them big muscles know that we don't play. Hey, it's the funk coming through, hitting you every single day of the week. Yo, come on, come on.
In the real world, Pete Shelley is here with the relevant hardware, if it works that is, to demonstrate the computer effects in his new album.
Skin.
You're in the middle of another
30 minutes of continuous hit music.
Continuous.
98.5. W.
A dungeon mobbers, whoppers, boot street bobbers, bottle tops and bottle stoppers, soccer bobber, greeting hoppers, renicops, and Kmart choppers, prepare your boiling drunk with adolescent heinies for an inauthentic, listless, intimidating, generally scoff-inducing recreation of one of the worst remote albums known to man, though hardly in a problem with some whistle drags such as brain drain, adios, and eagles, worldly and portly, now I want us to do some goo factory planners, end of the century, yes, that's right, the LP, we're in the brothers remote, took that phonological step in honing and refining their black leather, rock, rock, boogie, woogie, geek, via the long overdue introduction of strings to the mix, thus they managing to cover our rod ads through with even less funk and fury than Andy Kim's version. Ah, now many of you may be scratching yourself intimately at this exact second and pondering exactly how weak Morris the Sprinkler got stuck with such a dirty all-leg second dog of Ramones album to cover. Karmic recompense, perhaps, because God is actually a long-legged, malicious, insatiable Asiatic female? Nay, nay, I say thee nay! We got this album because we asked for it! Yes, now it can be told. Originally, the lonesome and depressing Road to Root album was trying to clear you attempted to place off of mine was meant to be ours. But no, no, we were far too crafty, far too resourceful. We were the weasels that we truly are, and we passed that lackluster piece of shit off on the Mr. T Experience, who, being from Berkeley, California, can't be expected to know right from wrong in these circumstances. And permission to record it's alive, last of the real Ramones albums denied us. We at the end of the century because you, the standing consumer, already know it sucks, thusly avoiding the unpleasant surprises that are part and parcel of the Morris Experience all too often. In any event, slap the figure more like I got the one you love, mothball your toes, pecker your detector, cause this is rock and roll radio, so come on, let's rock and roll with Morris, the son of a pitching sprinkler! Come on, stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Don't do it, brother! That man is our...
Oh, so broken!
Oh.
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Boris the Sprinkler with their cover of Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio from their album End of the Century, which, as the name implies, is a complete cover of the Ramones album End of the Century. Before that, Pete Shelley, lead singer of the Buzzcocks, we heard a 1981 solo song of his, Homo Sapien. That's a Terry T classic right there. Before that, B.B. Wright with the song Funky Radio from the Jet Set Radio soundtrack, 2000 video game. I went into the history and background of that game in the last episode, and the only thing I have to add is that I know Sega is working on a sequel right now, but I really hope they do another re-release of the original Jet Set Radio game and its sequel, Jet Set Radio Future. That's a talk about games that need to be experienced by everybody. Before that, Bolshie out of Tokyo with the song Clockwork Art. The Bolshie were a original Japanese punk rock band that were around at the beginning of the scene while all the bandmates were in college, but they never recorded anything except for songs for a compilation here and there. But in 2022... all of their 1979 unreleased studio tracks were compiled by Record Shop Bass, which is one of the most prominent punk rock record stores in all of Tokyo. For that, Bamberdust out of Jersey with the song Off Limits from their brand new album Darmageddon, and to start off the set, Zibaku out of Tokyo with the song Rock and Roll Wo Hajimeyo from their brand new album Taishu ni Sugu. Alright, I want to keep this show moving along, and luckily the next band I'm going to play needs no introduction. They are the gods, they are Jism. Coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash.
Destroy this try. Don't I feel in the lost that I am a bit? And I'm people to the hammer, do you love me? But I'm brass body, I'm telling you my race. You must my cruddy, nothing I don't face. People spinning from far down all I'm ever say I'm bad. People spinning from far down all I'm ever say I'm bad. This destroy my fear. Down to the meeting, middle of the last night in my bed. Turn the people to the hammer, do you love me? But the front body, I'm turning you my legs. Jump as my cruddy, and the light on bed. People speaking from far down all and everyone say I'm fine. People speaking from far down all and everyone say I'm fine. This destroy my bed.
Bam!
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Hide, the former lead guitar player of X Japan. This is from his 1996 solo album, Science. We heard the song Genkai Haretsu, which means a limit burst. Hide performing an amazing omni-slash on the guitar with that one. Before that, Louis Ling and the Bombs out of Paris. We heard the song Disrupt. Before that, the Burning Witches out of Brugg, Switzerland. We heard the song Shame from their brand new album, Inquisition. And to start off the set, Jism with their song Nightmare from
album that is one of the top punk rock classics for me, Detestation. Originally released in 1983, kept alive for years via bootlegs, and finally re-released and remastered in 2020.
Alright, I have some coming attractions for the world of WFMU. This Wednesday, December 3rd, on the Mothership, on Sydney's show, they're having a radio dog show, and you are invited to the first and only Sydney radio dog show. It's apparently working like a real dog show with breeding categories like sporting, herding, toy, yada yada, and song and dog pairings that you can vote with Clicky Star on the playlist page. Best in show wins, and this is going to be a two-hour show, so I would imagine that Sydney would going to be able to cram a lot of breeds into that. Definitely listen in 9 p.m. on the Mothership, the Sydney show, and vote for your favorite dog. And then on Saturday, December 6th at 6 p.m., right back here on the Rock and Soul Radio, Drop-In. It's our visiting DJ show. And this week, Drop-In presents Business Drunk Radio, hosted by Johnny St. Booze, who's dropping by Rock and Soul Radio for another exclusive installment of Business Drunk Radio, the from the basement of the corporate office building with the worst conference call ever. He's fresh off an appearance of Radio Row. Definitely stay tuned this Saturday at 6 for latest installment. Alright, we're going to end this show with a song from Oceanator out of New York City, which is the project of a woman named Elise Okusami. She puts out a lot of great stuff under the Oceanator name. I especially really like her 2020 album, Things I Never Said. We're going to hear a song off of that right now called Heartbeat. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark. Coming up right after this.
Yare, yare da wa. We'll be right back.
The hits just keep on coming.
More good music. This is your swinging station.
Friend, laying across the river. WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. You are listening to the What's Happening program, 9 p.m. to 11 on a Tuesday, here from downtown Jersey City, live at WFMU HQ. I'm here with my good friend Mike Sin, and we're here with all of you. Thanks, everyone, for joining us this evening. Mike Sin, good evening.
Hello to you. How you doing over there?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing What's going on? It was a nice weekend. It was a nice holiday weekend for me.
Yeah, did you get up to anything interesting this holiday weekend?
Something
in nine parts, perhaps?
I watch my favorite channel, the Disney Channel, of course.
Yeah. For Ready, Steady, Go, right?
Yes, I had a good time watching the Beatles Anthology Redux.
Yeah.
Beatles Anthology Redux on the Disney Channel over the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Nice. Yes. What, and verdict?
Again, as a more mature fan who saw the original back in 1995 and watched it so many times subsequently since then, I was fine with it. You know what I mean? I know it's a re-edit, some new stuff in, some stuff out. I think it's a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm fine. You know what I mean? I'm fine. I understand from like a business point of view where it's a 30-year-old product. They want to refresh the bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So where to me, as being the Beatle fan like you are, like if they said, you know what, we're going to release Anthology and there's going to be 9 parts. No, it's going to be 15 parts. I'd be like, yeah. Okay, great.
All
you know
right.
What I mean? It'd be fine. So that's, you know, it's cool. It was good.
Yeah.
I had a good time revisiting it.
Nice. Well, if you watched it, I'm curious to know what you think. At the comments board's open.
Yes.
We're all talking about all sorts of stuff. So join us in there, WFMU.org. Go to the What's Happening page and join us. Thanks to Tom Dash.
Yes.
For some great music starting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Then we had Frank and Queens with the Hard Stuff program. We had Joey D kicking out the jams at 7. And then we had our good friend Chris Crash with some Strong Style on at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
So thanks to those lads for some great programming this evening. Thanks for joining us. We're here with you till 11 p.m.
Yes.
Start off with The Kinks, See My Friends.
Nice.
From A Well-Respected Man, EP on Pi, 1965, of course. And that was a single as well, in addition to that EP. But just like that, EP.
Cool. Look at that. So, See My Friends.
I think that was used as an alternate cover for Face to Face in Germany.
Yeah, yeah. That
same picture.
That's right, yeah. Or a picture similar like that from that session.
Yeah.
But this is interesting EP because I would never expected an EP with Louie Louie and See My Friends on the same on the same EP. But, you know, that's interesting. So where is this EP from? Because the PNV, is this in English? Is this an English EP?
I don't think so, because
okay.
Quiet Kinks was where Well Respected Man was on.
Right, yeah. I was just it's funny, because I'm looking at the serial number on it, the PNV 24 point. I was like, that doesn't look English.
I'm forgetting. Do I have the cover here? Oh, I do. I have it right here. Where is this? France.
France, all right. Very nice.
I think. Yeah, because it's on Disc Vogue. Yeah,
yep.
It's got to be French.
Cool.
So there you go, Mike Sin.
Very nice. Very
all
nice.
Right. So what do you have coming up?
All right. What do I have coming up? I have something from the North Carolina region here in the United States. Here is